You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to do a review and a walkthrough of a game called Space Wave Race. That is three separate words. It is a paid app, and you must have headphones to play this audio racing game. So, yeah, you're probably thinking, as I am, if you've been around in the iOS for some time, we have seen probably a handful of these audio, so-called audio racing games. And I've done a couple of these podcasts and some I haven't, but I've pretty much played a lot of these different racing games. And I will say, in those radio games, don't get me wrong, they were good. They were good. But they always lack of something. Just, I don't know what it was. It's just something about it always lacked for me, and I just didn't really stay into it until this came along. Space Wave Race is a marvelous game. It seemed to take all the things that it was missing before and packed it into this game. Give this podcast a listen. Let me know what you think. Don't let me be the one to say, hey, you got to try this. I'm going to play this game through, and we're going to do one tutorial and actual one game so you can hear it for yourself. I really love the sounds, and usually, you know, in the other games, when you go too close to the borders or something, it was kind of annoying. It wasn't really great, but this, he just put this together just perfectly, and I love the fact that we're racing other people, and we have obstacles like asteroids and such. And you're going to notice, because it's an audio game, it's in stereo. So essentially, when you hear an asteroid, you're going to hear it in front of you, and you have to go around it. So there's three lanes, so you got to make sure you're in the right lane to go around it. And that's the same for racers. And so it's all about hearing the right thing and being able to hear when you get too far left and too far right. But don't worry, the tutorials and the explanation in this game is fantastic. So kudos to the developers for making this so awesome. Two notes to add. The first one is that you'll need to turn voiceover off in this game. So triple click that and I'll turn that option off. And it is Unity based. It is, so it'll be self-voicing, so you'll be able to hear what you need to do. The second thing, kind of cool, I'm going to show you the option item in the menu. It has some pretty cool stuff in there, especially for those are low vision out there that are not 100% voiceover user. This is for you. And there are some other bonus options in there I want to display or show you by in this podcast with your headphones. Once again, it is a paid app. So without ado, let's jump into Space Wave Race.
Space Wave Race. Double tap to open.
All right, so we're going to double tap here, and then I'm going to turn off voiceover, and I'm going to let the app take over, and we'll listen to what it has to say.
Voiceover off.
Loading game. Welcome to Space Wave Race, Commander. My name is SP-8. I am your onboard artificial intelligence. My task is to guide you through the adversities of space. Swipe left or right to move across the menu options. Tap the screen to confirm. Tap with three fingers to go back. Play.
Pretty self-explanatory there. So the first option we have here is the play. Now, not quite ready to do that, so I'm going to swipe to the right just once.
Leaderboard.
Leaderboard, that's self-explanatory there.
Options.
There's the option I was talking about. We'll get back to this in a moment.
Credits.
If you are interested about the people and the developer behind this game, check this credits area out.
Exit.
And then we have the exit. Now it does loop around, so if I go to the right one more.
Play.
We go back to the play. Let's back to the option here. I'll swipe to the right.
Leaderboard. Options.
And tap that.
Difficulty.
We have the difficulties levels. Now if you tap this.
Easy.
We have different options here.
Really easy.
We have really easy.
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 Medium.
Medium.
Hard.
Hard.
Really hard.
And really hard. Let's try medium here.
Hard. Medium.
Tap.
Difficulty.
All right, so that's set.
Voiceover.
Now, I swipe to the right, we have voiceover. Now, a caution here, and don't do what I did. I tapped in this, and all I had was enable and disable. Right now, it's enable. If you hit and tap disable, you will lose everything. Nothing will talk to you. Voiceover will be gone. And so the game is now silent. This is probably perfect for those with low vision and don't want the voice to interrupt them. So if you don't like the voiceover, self-voicing, you can just go to voiceover and disable this.
Music.
Music. This is the option to turn music on or off.
Subtitles.
Self-explanatory there.
Dyslexia reinforcement.
Isn't that cool? That's the bonus thing I was telling you about. It's kudos to the developers to include other disabilities.
High contrast.
Ah, this is great for our low vision friends.
Language.
And for our friends that English is not their native speaking tongue. So you can change that.
Request to share score.
There you go.
Reset game progress.
If you want to start all over, reset from scratch, you come to here and tap this.
Go back.
And we'll go back. Tap.
Play.
All right, so that's pretty much the C menu that you saw. So let's hit play.
Tutorial.
All right, so once we hit play, you now have several options. You have tutorial.
Championship.
Championship.
Single race.
Single race.
Endless galactic mode.
If you want to go on and on.
Go back.
And the option to go back. Now I can go left or I can go right.
Tutorial.
Let's go ahead and do tutorial. It'll be pretty self-explanatory. So this does a pretty decent job of explaining what you have to do. I'll try to do my best, let you know what I'm doing on the screen as things happen.
Tutorial. Hello, Commander. SP-8 at your service. To become the hero of Space Wave Race, you will need to follow some simple but basic rules. The aim of the game is to complete all the paths of the championship by finishing first in the standings. There are no runners-up. Only one can be the hero of Space Wave Race.
Victory!
Swipe left or right to change lanes. Swipe down to slow down. Tap to shoot. Tap with three fingers to open the pause menu. A good start is essential to get to the finish line faster. As soon as the countdown reaches zero, tap the screen to accelerate at the right time and maximize your turbo engines. This is the sound you will hear. Now it's your turn.
Tap.
Perfect start. Good job. Let's continue. Try to stay in the path by swiping left and right and avoid going off the track. You will hear one of these sounds when a curve approaches. Sound indicators will indicate when you are getting too close to the left or right edge. These are the sounds you will hear. Now it's your turn. Left curve incoming.
So left is coming. Not too far. Left.
Good job.
Whoop.
Let's continue. When an asteroid is approaching, you must avoid it by moving into a free lane. A sound signal will tell you when an asteroid is on a collision course with your ship. This is the sound you will hear. Now it's your turn.
Let's go forward to the right.
Incoming.
Too far. Left. Don't pass left.
Let's try again.
Oh, dang.
Asteroid incoming.
Try it again. Oh, too far left. Right.
Good job.
Woo.
Let's
okay.
Continue. You will have to compare yourself with other competitors. Their spaceships are not easy to overcome, but your blasters will turn the tide in your favor. This sound will warn you about an incoming enemy. Get in line with the enemy, and when the blasters are ready, the onboard computer will indicate the right time to shoot with an audible and visual signal. Tap to shoot, but don't wait too long or the enemy will escape. The correct time to shoot is when the beep is continuous. This is the sound you will hear. Now it's your turn.
All right.
Enemy incoming.
There she is. Let's find it. Let's go to the right. Got it. Tap.
Good job. Let's continue.
Let's move back
you
left.
Will hear this sound when you move up a position in the race. And you will hear this sound when you move down a position. Tutorial completed.
Victory!
Welcome to Space Wave Race.
Now it takes you back to the main menu.
My name is SP8. I am your onboard leaderboard.
I just swiped there. Now I'm going to swipe left.
Play.
Let's go back to play.
Championship.
Now, you notice the tutorial is now gone. Now, you notice the asteroid, I was kind of messed up there. I should have gone a little bit further to the right to get around it. But it's one of those things you'll kind of learn as you play the game. Now, as promised, I'll show you one more race. I'll just do one race, and then we'll end the tutorial here.
Single race.
Here it is. Tap it.
Space Wave Bronze League.
Now, you only have one option right now. The more you play, the more options you will have here. So we have bronze. Tap that.
Novice Star.
And we only have novice for the first time. Again, this will develop as you go and play more games.
Choose your spaceship. Puma Z3000. Max speed. 70%. Acceleration. 60%. Movement speed. 50%.
All right, so you have these different starships. There's quite a few here. I'm going to give you maybe two more here so you can get an idea of the three different categories you get to pick from.
Stellar Storm. Max speed. 80%.
Pretty fast.
Acceleration. 50%.
Ooh, not so good.
Movement speed. 60%.
Better.
Space Guardian. Max speed. 60%. Acceleration. 75%.
Ooh, fast.
Movement speed. 90%.
Very tight. Let's go back to the first one.
Stellar Storm. Puma Z3000. Max speed. 70%. Acceleration. 60%. Movement speed. 50%.
Now, of course, different ships are going to be used for strategy. You are going to need to use different types of spaceship on different races so you understand how acceleration will work for you. If you tend to slow down and you need that boost, the acceleration will be for you. If you are pretty good in staying one speed, maximum speed is something you want to look for. And the maneuverability, well, that just determines on the wheel. You know, if you have a loose wheel, you're going to have to turn more to go left or right or whatever not. It, rather than like a Ferrari, it'd be like a tight wheel. You just like, you barely turn the wheel and you go real fast. Where the loose wheels are more like a boat, you know, it takes a long time to swerve around. So I'm going to pick this one because this is a good beginner one. It has got good maximum speed. And not so much great on the maneuverability, but this is good for the first-time user. But again, there's like 8 different ships or so on here, so tap this.
You have chosen Puma Z3000. Novice Star. Turn the engines on at the right time.
Bring it on. Let's go.
Perfect start.
And off we go.
Left curve incoming.
Right.
Asteroid incoming.
Oh gosh. I'm going left.
Asteroid avoided.
Oh, got around it.
Right curve incoming.
Okay. Going too far left. Go right. Right. Got it.
Enemy incoming.
Oh, he's right there. Tap.
Enemy eliminated.
That was easy.
Asteroid incoming.
Oh, gosh. to the left. Oh, too far to the left.
Asteroid avoided.
Yep, got around it.
Enemy incoming.
Oh, another one. It's right in front of me. I didn't have to move. That's awesome.
Right curve incoming.
Oh, right. Go right. Go right. Go right. Perfect.
Asteroid incoming.
Oh, not another one. Let's go right.
Asteroid avoided.
Oh.
Left curve left. Incoming.
Okay. Go left. One left. Perfect.
Race finished.
Woo.
New Victory. Record. First position.
First place,
your time,
baby.
1 minute. 22.
Woo.
Seconds. Do you want to share your excellent score on Twitter?
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm going to say no. That's nice. You can share it on social media.
No.
Tap that.
Welcome to Space Wave Race, Commander.
Let's go to exit.
My name, exit.
And tap. All right, so that is Space Wave Race. You heard my... I hope I was able to give you let you know we were going left. Anytime you heard that thing coming up on the left, I went right. And of course, anything going to the right. The asteroid, you got to be real careful with that. You got to swirl around it without hitting the edge. So you got to. Sometimes you have to get real close to the left edge to get around it. It just depends on the situation. Now I was very lucky. I mean, both of the competitor racer, he landed right in front of me. It wasn't like I had to search for him. Now, as it gets harder, obviously you'll have to move around because you'll have to find him and get a target on him. If you don't get it on time, then you're not going to be able to get him and you're not going to get in first place. So it's really important to get those people out of the way and being able to avoid asteroids, of course. But anyhow, you got to hear the Space Wave Race for yourself. Now, tell me what you think of this game by the sound of it and if it's something you're going to purchase or not. You know, I highly encourage you to buy it if it's something that you really think that you would play. Honestly, I think this is one of the best racing game I've heard in a long time. Actually, it's probably the best one. As I mentioned before, I played a handful of these things, and there's just something about this game I really truly enjoy a lot, and I'm definitely going to keep this for a while and keep playing with it and see how far I can get with the game. Share me with your best scores and etc. on this podcast. Leave a comment so other people can share what they have done similarly to you as well. All right, once again, this is a paid app. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.